Sibilance.
Unique New York. Now we're recording, Colin.
Awesome. So when does Second Life start this year?
Extra Life,
Jesus Christ. When does a really shitty MMO start for you?
Second Life never ended, turns out.
Second Life was awful.
Yeah, I don't know. I never understood it.
It was a really shitty graphical version of Facebook, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that people took it very seriously.
Like Chuck?
And they made
Did Chuck ever show you his characters on there?
No.
He had a guy who just had a bunch of penises that would get erect and fire urine at people.
Okay, so for anybody who doesn't know, Extra Life, or I mean Second Life.
I think Heather had like her boob shot milk at people.
Second Life wasn't a game. It was just like a world. It was just an open world, and you would create a person, and it was for losers who had no friends and were ugly. And what they would do is just make the most attractive avatar they could, even though it was like sub Sims looking shitty graphics. Like, it looked like shit. It played like shit.
Really crap.
But people would make these things, and then they'd have big elaborate houses, and they'd like live vicariously through here. And they'd all take it very seriously, so if you rolled up acting a fucking fool, they'd get really, really upset at you.
It was kind of akin to, World of Warcraft, like the trade districts.
Yeah.
But, like, even less gameplay.
There's no gameplay.
I know. I'm saying there was no gameplay in the trade districts, and there was even less in Second Life.
Yeah.
But if you were good at, like, coding,
yeah,
like, so I don't know what kind of code they use for the game, but you could like kind of build and change
you could really make yourself a monstrosity, and people would be severely offended that you would intrude on their perfect
Chuck fly around the air shooting urine out of his six erect penises that came off the front of his body was fucking hysterical.
Yeah. So if you're an asshole, it was a great place to go fuck with people.
Yes.
And that was the only reason Extra Life existed, was to fuck with people.
Fuck.
Or Second Life. And as far as Extra Life, the charity that I do every year, it's November 6th and 7th from noon to midnight.
Those Fridays? Friday, Saturday?
It's Saturday, Sunday. bit.ly/FrostyEL. bit.ly/FrostyEL, all one thing.
Okay.
November, what did I say? 6th and 7th, noon to midnight. Come join me. Trying to think of some stuff to play. I'm going to try to play, I'm going to try to get a couple people together.
You going
to
join in our sexy author listeners?
Ogre Battle 64? Almost certainly not.
Why not?
Because I don't like tactics RPGs. I won't get through it. I won't get very far. I'll play like 10. Fair. Also, it's a Nintendo 64 game. The worst looking of games.
Well, look. I guess that's fair.
I'm sure it's a very good game.
Yeah, I've never played it.
It's just not for me. Not my bag.
Okay.
This sort of thing really isn't my bag, baby.
Okay. I've been fucking racking up PS3 games lately.
Hold on. I wasn't done with my Extra Life plug.
Sorry.
Colin. Mimsy and Ben, and I'm going to try to find at least one other to pirate, to man a pirate ship in Sea of Thieves for Extra Life. That's what I'm going to do for at least part of my stream, is play Sea of Thieves for the first time.
Ronnie.
Would he get on? Does he own a computer?
Yes. He built a computer, and he was playing that game quite a lot.
All right, we'll get him. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So I got Xbox Game Pass, I believe is what it's called. That might be the best deal in subscription media.
Is it?
It's insane.
Huh.
Every Microsoft first party game, which now means Bethesda.
Oh, geez.
And Double Fine and a few other studios they have purchased are all just on there. It's great.
Hmm.
And day and date on new releases. So whenever fucking Elder Scrolls 6 or whatever comes out, it'll be on there. Whenever Halo Infinite comes out, it'll be on there.
I'm pretty sure Halo Infinite's already been released like 10 years ago.
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it got delayed. It was supposed to come out last year. It got delayed. It comes out this November.
I thought that's an old game.
Nope, it's the brand new one coming out in November.
Gotcha.
You're thinking of one of the other Halos, not Halo Infinite.
One of the other infinite number of Halo games.
Yes. You're thinking of Infinite Halos, not Halo Infinite.
Sorry, my mistake.
Go on, PS3 games.
I've been fucking snagging a bunch of them recently. Yeah. I sold off all my most of my PS1 and PS2 collection because they're just games. I'm never going to play them, and they're all worth way more money right now than they should be.
Yeah.
Because the market is at a peak right there.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I'm like, well, might as well fucking dump off all these games that I'm not going to play.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
And then I've turned around and bought a bunch of PS2 games or PS3 games because they're fucking dirt cheap.
Yeah. What are you picking up? What are you playing?
Well, I picked up Ni No Kuni.
Yeah.
A couple of RPGs. What was the other one? I picked up, Eternal Sonata.
Yeah.
Which looks really fascinating.
Yeah. It's the like, one where you're like inside Beethoven's head or Chopin's head. Yeah,
it's like his fucking fever dream when he was dying.
Yeah, or yeah, something. Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds just fucking weird. But
let me know how that is. I've never played it, but I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah, it had really good ratings.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. So the PS3 was like, that was the RPG console.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's Japanese and that's how that works, I guess. I don't fucking know. Xbox didn't have shit for RPGs.
Except for it had the two best RPGs that came out that generation.
Well, what?
Lost Odyssey.
Yeah.
And Blue Dragon.
I never did play Blue Dragon.
You should.
Yeah.
It's all the Final Fantasy people.
Yeah.
It's the same people who made Lost Odyssey, Mistwalker, okay. Except for then it's also Toriyama art, so it looks like Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, weird.
Except for in 3D.
I've never even fucking heard of it.
Oh, yeah. Blue Dragon's great. I'll see if I can dig it out, and I'll let you borrow it. Huh. And you'll never play it like you did in Lost Odyssey. Fact.
I ended up finding a copy of Lost Odyssey, though, so yeah. It's all right. But, like, there's fucking tons of JRPGs on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
You have to be careful, though, because a lot of them are, like, part dating sim bullshit.
Yeah, I mean that's the normal, you know, Japanese thing.
Like most of the Atlas games, which is all really Atlas sad games. Because I'm not Ogre Battle 64.
All right, all good Atlas games.
No, that makes them not good.
Oh,
it's really weird though, because like Atlas is like they fucking made some really cool games.
What's the guy? What's the guy's name who makes all the Atlas games? All the RPGs are like fucking under that one umbrella.
I don't know.
That Persona is part of. But Persona is a subset of a different fucking...
Shin Megami Tensei,
yeah. Yeah. So Shin Megami Tensei is like 10 different series.
Yes.
There's just Shin Megami Tensei, then there's Shin Megami Tensei
Persona.
I got one
for the 3DS because I'm like, I want an Atlas RPG. This is going to be great. And then I got it and played 10 minutes of it. I'm like, well, that's creepy. I'm not playing that ever again.
I think Persona 3 was a high school dating sim, yep. And then to go into battle, you shot yourself in the face. Yeah,
fucking weird. Just fuck. Japanese people are fucking weird, man.
I mean, you'd be weird too if you were the only country who ever had a nuke dropped on them.
I mean, they weren't the only country.
I mean, they kind of were.
We dropped them on ourselves. We just didn't kill people with them.
Well, that's not the same.
We didn't kill people directly with them, I should say. We killed a lot of people with them.
Right.
Just not directly. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
I mean,
but anyway, what I'm saying is PS3 games are the fucking bargain to get right now.
All
right. PS4 is starting to get that way too.
I own all the good PS3 games though.
Well, that's cool. Well, I'm saying for our listeners, if you're out there trying to collect some good games.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time to buy not as old games. It's a terrible time to buy old games.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
fortunately, all those games are easily emulatable.
Yes. That's another big reason. Like, the games I wanted to keep, I just ripped to a hard drive and will fucking emulate them because fuck it.
Yep.
I will load them onto my little PlayStation Classic that I can modify.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And play my fucking Suikoden 1 and 2 on there.
Why would you ever want to, though? Why wouldn't you play a good game instead of Suikoden?
Suikoden's fucking amazing.
Why wouldn't you play good RPGs instead of Suikoden?
Oh my god, Suikoden's fantastic.
Instead of a boring game.
Did you ever play that?
No.
Suikoden 1's really good.
I've heard.
2, I played a little bit of it, and then I just kind of, it was like at that part of my life where I'm like, I'm going to try to touch boobs. So.
All right. Know. Fair enough.
I kind of stopped playing games for a while, and then I got back into games by playing fucking SOCOM 2 with you losers. And
you're welcome.
Then World of Warcraft, and my life was over.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad we could make you.
And then my life for video games was pretty much fucking ruined after World of Warcraft because I don't fucking want to play anything that much anymore.
So Colin was this strapping, svelte young man, and then we introduced him to SOCOM and World of Warcraft, and now he's fat and bald.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's got a neck beard.
That's how it works.
All of the hair stopped growing on top of his head and started growing out of his neck.
You guys couldn't see it.
We did that to him. I'm sorry, Colin. You deserved it.
Speaking of being fat and bald,
yeah,
I got a treadmill.
Yeah,
because the exercise bike I had was garbage.
Sure, yeah.
I've learned I don't like bikes.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I went and bought this really expensive bike, and then I got an exercise bike, and I'm like, oh yeah, bikes just suck.
I mean, I love bikes, but
they just fucking hurt.
Yeah.
It hurts.
You get used to it after like 2 days.
Oh no, I don't.
Get some padded underwear.
Yeah, that's probably what I'd have to do.
They help a little. They help enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I got a treadmill because I need to lose weight.
Yeah.
So that's my goal,
right,
is to lose. I got down to 227.
I'm at 220.
Nice.
I've been maintaining.
Good.
Maybe not this week. I'll probably be 222 when I go to the gym this week because I had a lazy fucking week and, you know.
Yeah.
It happens.
No, that's fair. So my goal is to be under 250 by Christmas.
All right.
I'm at 285.
Yeah, good job. That's where I was when I started going to the gym a few years
ago. God damn.
Yeah.
It just creeps on you too.
Welcome
that's the
to
worst
fat
part.
Club, fatty.
Fuck me.
Yeah, that's when I started going to the gym in like 2017 or 2018. Whenever I started really hitting it hard, I was at a little. I was right around there, 280, 285.
Yeah. So having the treadmill will help because that's what helped me with the last time. I have to do cardio.
Yeah.
I can't just do weight training.
That's fair.
I can't just diet because that doesn't fucking work for me at all.
It's because you're not actually dieting.
No, no. I was.
Calories in, calories out, buddy.
No, I understand. All no, right. No. It's like I can maintain.
Yeah.
But losing it, I still need to fucking add that extra.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you always got to do cardio. Yes.
Also, I should just do cardio for my heart because, you know.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to die in the next 5 years.
Oh, I do.
I don't.
So much. I mean, yeah, I understand that.
I don't. Doesn't sound great. Whatever. Teach our own, I suppose.
I played another video game this week.
Oh, yeah, what?
I played a video game called Psychonauts 2.
Yeah, how is that?
It's fucking great.
Is it?
Yeah, it was as good as the first one. Almost as good as the first one. The first one was just had so many clever ideas. This one really fucking, for a game that came out like, I don't know, what, 12, 13 years after the original, as a weird kind of Kickstarter thing, and then was delayed for like 6 years. I wasn't sure it would be any good, but like they fucking nailed it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got the same humor and fucking weirdness of the first one. The levels are clever and weird. So the conceit of the Psychonauts games is you're a psychic secret agent, and most of the levels take place inside of people's brains. So it's like all wacky and shit and like their inner fucking subconscious or whatever. So, for instance, this one guy is a lonely alcoholic. So inside his brain, you're just on islands and you got a boat between islands and there's fucking giant alcohol bottles everywhere and shit like that. And he's also really into plants, so it's plant-themed. You go into a rocker's brain, and it's like this big old Woodstock concert, and you're trying to fucking gather up his band. It's all weird shit like that, man.
Hmm.
But every level is, like, different looking. Like, the Woodstock level is all, like, fucking painterly and like, looks like a cartoon. And, yeah, it's pretty fucking cool.
Where is this on PC?
PC, Xbox, PlayStation 4. Okay. It's on everything. If you get Xbox Game Pass for, you can get the first month as $1. You can play Psychonauts 1 and 2 for free on there.
Yeah, how much is it a month?
I think 10 or 15.
Fuck, that ain't bad. Xbox Live Gold was that much.
Yeah.
It was $10 a month.
It's like, I think it's $120 a year. So whatever that figures out to. Yeah. Because it's basically if you buy two full price new, that's the reason I got it is because I'm like, I want to play Psychonauts 2. Oh, it's $60. And then I'm like, oh, it's on Xbox Game Pass. Oh, I can get the first month for $1. Well, shit, even if I play this for 6 months, I only paid for this one game. And so if I play two games on it,
yeah,
I'm fucking good. So I just subscribe to that shit. Great.
Yeah, that's good. Good call. Good call.
And it's got a fucking huge library. So
yeah. That's good.
And it's got a bunch of EA games because it also ties into the EA Game Pass as part of the Xbox. Ugh, it's weird, man.
Gross.
Yeah.
EA sucks.
But that game is very, very fun, very clever. Beat it this week.
Nice.
Would recommend.
That's cool. I have not played any games this week, but I went and saw a movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday.
What movie?
Free Guy.
How is that?
It is fucking great.
Yeah?
Yeah. So... it's this guy who's he wakes up, he's walking around, he's basically an NPC in a fucking MMO,
right?
And the MMO is mostly it's like almost like GTA. Auto, right? Yeah, everybody's just trying to rob everybody.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the NPC played by Ryan Reynolds is triggered and gets starts to become self-aware.
Yeah, he like gains sentience.
Yeah. And he's going through the game where basically the goal is you have to rob banks and kill people and murder and blah, blah, blah. That's right. How you fucking level up.
Right.
And he figures out he has to level up, but doesn't want to hurt anybody because he's a nice guy.
Right.
He doesn't want people to have a good day. He wants him to have a great day.
All right.
Dude, it is fucking hysterical.
All right, check this out.
He's so good.
Is it on a streaming service or do I got to go to the movie theater?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be on HBO Max within the next like 4 weeks.
All right.
Three or 4 weeks.
Well, when it comes out, I will watch it.
It's worth going to the theater though.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Eh.
I thought you liked theaters.
Yeah, I used to. And then HBO Max is like, what if we just put all the movies you want to see on your home when they come out?
Yeah, I guess.
And I'm like, oh. I don't have to go. Okay. This is all right, too.
Yeah.
Maybe Colin had a point all the time.
I did.
This is pretty great.
I still
great.
Hate theaters, but I do it for my woman.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because she loves the movie theater experience. I fucking can't stand it.
I think I went to a movie this year. I saw something in a theater this year, but I can't remember what.
I'm really excited for, and I know you have opinions of this, but the many Saints of Newark, the fucking Sopranos story.
Okay.
Looks really fucking good. And I'm pretty sure the kid that plays Tony Soprano is James Gandolfini's son and looks just fucking like him.
What is it, like a Sopranos prequel movie?
Yeah.
Oh. I bet nothing happens in it.
I bet stuff does happen. Shut up, Trevor. Why are you the only one who hates it?
Because
everybody else is wrong.
Yes.
God.
Nothing fucking happens in that show, man. It's worse than Lost.
It does happen, though.
Nothing. Literally nothing. Anytime something almost happens, like the one time they were actually going to have something happen, the actress died, so then nothing happened. It was the only time something was going to happen, the actress died, and then they're like,
Lots of things happen.
Oh, we're never going to try to do anything
that
again.
That part where the one guy gets whacked?
Yeah.
What about when the other guy gets whacked?
Right. They get whacked so nothing can happen. There's no fucking drama in the whole goddamn series. Remember,
you're terrible at life.
Remember when they did that whole episode where they were like chasing down a guy in the woods and
that
he got away?
That fucking episode is fantastic.
Yeah, what came of that? Nothing. They
that
never
doesn't
mentioned
matter.
That
it was
guy
a great
again.
Episode. They're eating ketchup packets. trying to survive.
Fucking stupid.
I fucking love that episode. Fucking
awful.
Oh my God.
I don't understand. I mean, it's a well-made show that's bad.
It's not bad, though. Fuck. You're the only person who thinks this way.
Yeah, that's because I'm the only person who expects something out of fucking entertainment.
Everybody else just... You think everything's bad, pretty much, though.
I'm not wrong.
You are, though.
Name something good.
You fucking... Oh, my God. All you did was shit on fucking Breaking Bad.
Yeah. There's 5 good episodes in 6 seasons. Breaking Bad is a great movie stretched out over 6 fucking seasons. That show sucks. Season 2 is literally a fucking 12-episode Ben Stiller routine where fucking he keeps tripping over his own fucking clown shoes trying not to get caught and dropping his fucking... and dropping clues behind him like a fucking Scooby-Doo villain. That fucking show sucks, man.
You're so mad. You're the only person who thinks like this.
It's because I paid attention to the stupid fucking show and didn't go like, oh, he said I'm the one who knocks. What a cool guy. No, the fucking show is dumb as shit.
God damn.
Holy fuck.
I guess when you've been raised to like nothing but wrestling.
Oh, man.
You expect...
I expect a story to go somewhere.
Which is funny, because you were raised on wrestling.
Yeah, well, wrestling used to be good. What do you want from me?
I mean, had its moments.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan won. You knew what happened at the end. Fuck.
God damn it.
It's not my fault that modern TV is all... Oh, God, speaking of modern TV, I tried to watch that fucking... Speaking of nothing happening, I tried to watch WandaVision. Holy shit, what a pointless pile of shit.
How far did you get into it?
3 episodes.
Yeah.
That's enough. I'm not watching another fucking 9 episodes for 30 seconds of content. It's fucking like, have you ever seen Bewitched?
Mm-hmm.
The show sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to watch 9 episodes of Bewitched because at the end of each episode, somebody makes a funny look. Fuck that show. What a shit show.
Oh my God.
Nothing happens in the first 3 episodes except for like...
No, not really.
Somebody cries in an episode. So I literally just watched a whole really bad 1940s or 1950s sitcom for no fucking payoff. I'm like, this is dumb as shit.
You did, because like the next episode, it's now a 1960s sitcom.
Yeah, it was stupid. It was also not good. Oh, all the pictures are spinning because she's having a baby. Whore. Her neighbors aren't going to figure it out this time. It's literally fucking Bewitched. The show sucked.
Oh my God.
And there's no fucking mystery to me because I read comic books, so I know what's going on, like right from the start. So all the weird part is like, oh, weird. The magical being who can alter reality to her will is in a weird sitcom world. I wonder what's going on here. Yeah. Fuck that show. It's garbage.
Oh my God.
I do want to watch the Loki show, though.
Whatever.
April was watching it, and I watched a few, like half of an episode, and that one looks good.
It looks stupid.
But, I don't know. I might watch the last episode.
I don't like Tom Hiddleston.
I might watch the last episode of WandaVision just because hopefully that one's not a sitcom anymore. Hopefully they left that trope behind by the end and made a show. If you want to watch a good, weird show, like a weird superhero show that's actually good, watch fucking Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol is fucking great. Season 3 just started.
One of my Facebook friends was an extra in that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what episode.
Fucking, it's great, and it's got George of the Jungle in it, so you'll like it.
George of the Jungle. God damn it, get it right.
He was in George of the Jungle.
Yeah, no, but that's not what I know him from.
Dudley Do-Right?
Jesus Christ. Why do you like all the worst things?
I don't like either of those things, but you knew exactly who I was talking about. Well, so there's
Encino Man you could start with.
Yeah, he's Encino Man.
Yeah.
Encino Man's in it.
Encino Man was great.
But if you say that movie, everybody's going to think you're talking about Pauly Shore.
Hey, buddy.
They're going to think you're wheezing the juice. Fuck, Pauly Shore sucks.
I know. It's terrible.
God damn. Why did the world love him so much for 3 years?
Because he was weird.
How embarrassing.
We liked weird things, I guess.
I'm not done ranting about things, Colin.
This apparently is only the fucking not. Fucking Jesus tip of the Christ.
Bro, I haven't even gotten into my actual rants this week. Let me tell you about this fucking concert we went to. Concert was great. Went and saw Shinedown, who apparently have more Billboard number one modern rock charting songs than any band in history. So good for them. I knew two of these songs. I don't know if you know who Shinedown was, but they're the staring down the barrel of a 45 band. And they have another song I've heard. I'm staring down the barrel of a 45. You've heard them. Fuck you.
I don't know.
All right. Let me tell you about people at this fucking concert, man.
You're welcome. I passed my jeans off to you.
Let me tell you about fucking let me tell you about people at this concert. First of all, let me start with the shirt line. April wants to buy a shirt. She buys concert shirts, right? Get it, right? We get in line to buy a concert shirt. Cool. You ever bought a shirt at a wrestling event or a concert, Colin? What do? You walk up, you like number whatever the fucking shirt is. You hand them the fucking $40 or $50. You take your shirt, you walk away.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Do you ever stand there, point at every shirt, try it on, be like, no, I want a different one, and do that for about 15 fucking minutes, and I'm not exaggerating? This bitch was up there trying on shirts and...
Not April, somebody else, right?
No, somebody else.
Okay.
Somebody
else. Just gotta make that clear.
Yeah, oh no, just some fucking old lady at the front of the line, there's like...
You don't get to try them on?
Bro, she's inspecting every one of these shirts for like loose threads. I don't know what the fuck she's doing, oh but God. Like she's handed the fucking lady hands her shirt and like by the fucking like 10th time we're like, okay, she's done now. And then she just kept on getting more and more of these fucking shirts, bro. She would not stop. Fucking some dude behind me is finally like, hey, we're trying to get to the concert here. Fucking... And then when she finally fucking bought her shirt a half an hour later, I clapped. I'm like, good job for finally. The next three fucking people in front of us got through the line in less than a minute.
Weird.
You just hand cash. Get your fucking shirt. What are you doing up there? Oh, God damn. I was so fucking mad, man. I was so fucking mad. And
I couldn't tell.
And bro, and I was already fucking pissed off before that. And then after that, even more. We're sitting, we get our seats. We sit down in our seats. There's this fucking guy in front of us, man. This little 5'5" guy, like, you know, fucking... You're going to understand exactly who I'm talking about when I explain this. He's like one of those guys you know who has, like, a truck that's so big he needs a step stool to get into it.
Yes.
He's just got that energy about him. Like, he's fucking 5'4", but he's just like, you know, he carries himself like this, and he's like, I'm a badass fucking little fucking asshole. The whole show, him and his fucking loaf of bread wife or husband, I could not fucking tell. Swear to Christ. Person sitting next to him, shaped exactly like a loaf of bread. With a smaller loaf of bread for a head. Just a fucking square human being with a square head.
Loaf of bread.
Bro. You have no idea. Like, fucking gender non-binary. There's no way to fucking tell. Had a fucking...
It's Pat.
It was Pat. Fucking ambiguous haircut. Just a square person. Just a fucking cube. Both of them. The whole concert... Standing there with their phones up, recording the whole... Not watching the concert, watching the fucking concert on their phones, standing up. Fortunately, whoever bought the seats next to us never showed up so we could move down two seats and fucking see the goddamn show.
Oh, my God.
Because the whole time, these people are watching the concert on their phones, standing up. It was so fucking irritating, man. I hate you, Colin, because I didn't used to have that problem, and then I met you, and now
you know what?
I get all these assholes.
I don't think it's me. I think people are just fucking assholes.
Bro, there's even a fucking time where, like, the Shinedown guy, I don't know his name, the singer of the band, he's like, everybody put your phones down and just watch the show. Just be in the moment. Enjoy the concert. And this guy's like, no, I'm gonna...
Like, I think we need to be less afraid of just getting assault charges and just start punching people.
Colin.
It doesn't happen. People don't get punched in the face enough, so they act like fucking morons.
You want to know what makes it worse?
What?
He's recording the whole thing vertically.
Not in landscape.
Nope. Sweet. Holding his phone vertically.
That's going to be really cool when he uploads that video to fucking Facebook for his friends, and then they can listen to it, and it's gonna say because your fucking phone microphone is a piece of shit,
bro,
and it can't pick up fucking decibel levels like that.
Nobody's ever gonna watch this fucking video.
No, that's not true. People will watch it. People like my mother. My mother will watch these live fucking videos. I'm like, why do you watch this? It's terrible. Stop giving these people clicks.
Fucking, she spent this motherfucker.
Ugh.
And the Wonder Bread he brought with him.
Like, I get it. You take pictures and it's like, oh, this is really cool. I want
a picture to remember it.
But the whole fucking thing.
Both of them recorded the whole fucking concert. I'm like, what are you doing? So you paid fucking whatever it was, $50 a ticket, whatever tickets were, to not watch the show, to be fucking focused on your stupid little phone.
God, he should have just fucking snatched the phone and yeeted it as far as he could. So he wouldn't have fought you. He'd have wanted to go look for his fucking phone.
I doubt he's on your mom's fucking friends list. So nobody's going to watch this fucking video, man.
No, I know. He'll upload it to YouTube.
Nobody's going to watch it there. No, he won't, because he was asking the person next to him to help him share it with all his friends on Facebook, because he's not real good with computers.
You should have fucking yeeted his phone. Just grabbed it and chucked it as far as you fucking could.
Bro.
And it would have hit somebody, and he'd have walked down, like, where's my fucking phone at? And they'd have been like, mother. And then there would have been a fight, and it would have been funny.
Somebody did get carted out for fighting.
Really?
Yeah. Like, right before the concert started, there's this fucking, like, five security guards got this guy's arms hooked behind his back, dragging him up the aisle as he's like, oh, you fucking motherfucker. So I don't know what happened up there, but.
Oh, man. Drunk people.
Yeah.
Great.
So fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck his fucking life partner.
Ugh. Yeah, it sucks.
Fortunately, the people on the end didn't show up, so we got to move down to the end and we could see we stand in the aisle, which was great for most of the night until this fucking, I don't know where she came from, a row or two behind us, just was in the aisle and started walking up and then just stood right next to April, like touching her. Like, so you've been to the outdoor thing down in Lincoln.
Yeah, Pinewood Bowl.
It was set up exactly like when we went to Weird Al, with the big like concrete walkways that are like 4 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's in it except for this one lady who's standing right next to us. Like, what are you fucking doing? What the fuck is this? Why are all the assholes around me right now? What the fuck is going on?
You fucking absurd. It's like that wrestling show when I'm standing there and them fucking girls come and right next to me.
It was exactly the same.
What the fuck are you doing?
Holy fucking shit, man.
Go sit at the empty table. That dipshit keeps moving the chair around.
Oh, I'm never going out in public again.
It fucking sucks.
Fucking Christ.
People wonder why I fucking hate it. That's why.
So fucking annoying.
Because people are inconsiderate as fuck.
What are you doing? There's a fucking whole goddamn arena of places to stand, and you're standing right in our fucking bubble, you motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bro, I guarantee you Shinedown has live concerts already on YouTube you can go watch. You don't need to record this one.
That's recorded professionally.
Fucking phone.
The other thing, so fucking. One thing that did seem to work, though, I just kept leaning in when those fucking girls, I'm just like, well, there's my knee. It's going further out.
This is why we manspread, you pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what to fuck your... Ugh. Fuck you. All of you. Everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. I was driving yesterday.
fucking so fucking mad.
I was driving Friday. And I... you know how turn lanes work, right?
I do.
You get into a turn lane when you need to turn.
Yeah.
Right? So like...
Seems obvious.
84th Street. Let's go with that one. It's two lanes each way, and then there's a turn lane in the middle.
Right, right.
So... If you're going southbound on 84th, just south of center, and you want to get to a place, you get into the turn lane approximately where that place, right before that place, right? Do you get into the turn lane two blocks before that place and continue to drive?
Oh, yeah, that's the passing lane. You didn't know. Oh,
is that normal? Is that what you're supposed to do?
That's
because
what you do.
It happened to me the other day.
Yeah. And you just drive down. That way, if anybody wants to turn where you're currently at, you can't fucking turn because they're in the goddamn way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, ran into one of those, and I hope her boyfriend that was in the passenger seat beat her. because, boy oh boy, if my significant other did that while I was in the car, I would be having words.
You'd be giving her an old Irish,
like,
I can't think of a way to finish that.
Why would I let you drive? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking annoying.
Oh, everybody. I hate it.
Just the worst. People are just the worst.
I will say, though, one thing I do not mind so much. 2 weeks ago, I went out into, like, the middle of Nebraska for a job.
Yeah.
And it was terrible, but driving on the highway, not so bad.
Right on.
Like, it's not the interstate. It's just one lane each way.
Yeah.
But people are, like, a lot more polite.
Yeah.
Generally.
That's where
I used to. And there's way less of them.
That's where I used to enjoy, like, when I had a motorcycle for 3 months. That was the best place. You get way up north or.
Yeah.
And just on one of those highways and just.
Yeah.
All alone out there.
Fuck.
It's great.
People hurt my head.
Yeah.
So. Nebraska football. How about them apples?
Nebraska's still bad? What a shock.
It's weird. Their defense is really fucking good.
Yeah, well.
Everything else about them is terrible.
Well, I mean, like, when your field goal kicker scores possibly more points for the worst other team than for your own team, you maybe
possibly
you got
the
problems.
Worst special teams I've ever seen.
What are you going to do?
Like, holy fuck, dude. Their punt returners dropping balls, throwing them backwards. What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
It's like sabotage almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting paid. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, they're trying to get Scott Frost. We need another new coach.
I know. Another one. I don't want to fire this guy.
No.
What the fuck? That defense lights out. Yeah. They fucking didn't allow a single point. They didn't allow a fucking... I think they allowed 2 first downs in the fucking second half of that game.
All their touchdowns were from return to field goals.
No. Their touchdown was a fucking punt return.
Oh.
The Nebraska punted the ball, and they're supposed to punt it to the right side. The guy punted it to the left side of the field where nobody was covering.
Great.
So he got a punt return for a touchdown.
Perfect.
What the fuck?
Nailed it.
But, like, Monday, that kid should be off the team.
Yeah.
Like, this is stupid. Yeah. I know we can't. We gotta be nicer to people. I don't know what the deal is with that. But
you know,
I'm like,
you know, what we need is an angry, bitter coach who shouts at people.
He was not a better coach.
I mean, he's 9-3.
He still sucked.
Yeah, but 9-3 sucked is better than fucking 3-9 sucking. But he lost games by 70. So does Scott Frost.
No, he hasn't.
He just also loses. Bro, he lost that fucking one game like 2 or 3 weeks ago, like 60-3.
No, he didn't.
Bro, I'm going to go look up the fucking scores.
Nebraska?
Yeah. I'm going to look up the scores just to prove you wrong.
You are way wrong.
All right.
They beat a team 60-3.
We did?
Yes.
All right, hold on a second.
They beat Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
We beat 60-3.
We beat Ralston High School.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a shitty team. But their losses are all within one score. Now, Illinois might have been 2 scores. But they lost to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
23-17.
Yeah.
They lost to Michigan State 23-20.
Yeah, what was our, like, our.
They lost to Illinois 31-20 something. It was a 2 score game, I think, which was lost by the special teams. Again.
Whatever. The point is, we're going to lose 9 games. I'd rather lose 3 games by 50 points than 9 games by 10
points. I wouldn't. It's still just as frustrating. They still suck. I'd rather them have not fired Frank Solich. So, how about them apples?
Well, I mean, yeah, I've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
Versus Ford, 52-7. But I don't know what I'm talking about.
Fordham? They beat Fordham.
Oh, is that the one we won 52-7?
Yes.
All right.
They have not lost a game. On every loss that Scott Frost has been like, I think.
No, we got trounced one time either last year or the first year.
By Ohio State, who was like the best team in the country.
The point is, we're not any better. We're worse. We're demonstrably worse because we're losing 9 games a season. Scott Frost sucks. Smiley sucked. Bo Pelini was the best coach we've had since fucking Frank Solich got fired.
He really wasn't.
Since Frank Solich got fired.
Bo Pelini's problem was that it's probably going to be Scott Frost's problem. He wouldn't fire any of his assistant coaches.
Yeah.
And, like, their defense was fucking garbage. He's like, but I really like my brother.
What
I don't want to fire my brother.
What if we had Bo Pelini's offense with Scott Frost's defense?
Bo Pelini's offense wasn't that good.
It was better than the one we got now. I don't remember any of his field goal kickers scoring points for the other team somehow.
That's special teams. That's not really the offense.
Whatever.
But yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible. Fucking embarrassing.
It's fucking bad. But hey, I'm a lifelong Cubs fan, so I'm used to this.
That's fair. I'm indifferent. I like to fuck with this guy at work because he gets really mad when I do this Bo Pelini thing to him. I've been doing it to him since Mike Smiley started, and I'm like,
I will say one thing I miss about Bo Pelini were the Bo Pelini-isms.
Yeah.
Like Bo Pelini once swam through a mile of lead and the tunnel walk of shame, which was like the best fucking imager fucking. This guy had an imager page, Imgur, whatever, and he just did like these fucking screenshots of like Taylor Martinez and Bo Pelini and shit and captioned them, and is some of the funniest shit ever.
Right on.
But he just stopped after Bo Pelini and Mike Riley came. He just stopped. He's like, oh, this is not fun.
You want to? That's because we lose every game now. It stops being fun when losses are the norm and not the exception.
Well, I mean, it was fun. He was making fun of them for losing the way they were losing back then.
Yeah, now it's not fun to lose. We just lose constantly.
Well, now it's not funny because Bo Pelini's not on the sidelines fucking blowing a gasket.
Want me to read some emails?
Sure.
First one comes in from Fleer. I think this one's like a week or two old since we are an every other week podcast now. Fleer says, shitty content is better than no content, right? Hey, loud neighbors, here's an email for you two. In regards to Call of Duty 2... I loved this game so much back in the day. It was one of the first games I got for Xbox 360. Yeah, that was pretty normal. Lots of people got a 360 just for Call of Duty 2. My best friend from high school would play it all the time and eventually got to where other folks would leave the lobby if they were not on our team. This is probably the last shooter I was ever good at. Some life updates. As you may or may not be aware, I started a new job about 2 months ago. So far, it's going good. However, I'm still getting used to not being heavily exploited and overworked. Not me. Oh, I fucking... 11:20 Thursday, they decided to tell me I was mandated.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I fucking lost it.
They're not supposed to... I thought they were supposed... Well, they used to have to give you a notice. Like,
lost it. I fucking... went off on my supervisor, threw my fucking badge at him, told him to go fuck himself.
Really?
Yeah. Then fucking marched over to my manager and told him I'm like, what the fuck was that shit? And fucking cursed him out as like he tried to walk out the door. I was fucking pissed, man.
Jesus.
I don't think I've ever been that fucking mad. Because I'm like at lunch. I'm like, all right, nobody said anything to me. It's fucking Thursday. It's after lunch.
Well, that was always the rule. They had to before fucking lunch.
I'm like, okay,
the day before.
I can make plans for this weekend. So I made fucking plans to go fucking play Kill Team with Ethan and Grace. And 11:20, supervisor rolls up. I'm like, no. He's like, go fuck yourself. I threw my badge at him. I'm like, I quit. I ain't fucking doing it. I just started fucking shouting at him. He started sulking away. Like,
so
piece
they,
of shit. Oh, I worked yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this timekeeping job. If I get that, then I'll stay. If I don't get that, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
That's my current stance.
Yeah, get into management. They don't work fucking overtime.
Well, right. Timekeepers are not allowed to work overtime, and it's still hourly, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So if I do work overtime, it'll be paid, and it's Monday through Friday, kind of... It's technically day shift, but everybody kind of seems to work whenever they kind of feel like it, as long as they're getting their shit done. It seems like the dream job.
Nice.
Some life updates. As you may or may not be aware, I started a new job 2 months ago. So far, it's going good. However, I'm still not used to getting... getting used to not being heavily exploited and overworked. There are some days where I have absolutely nothing to do, which is nice but different. Luckily, I work from home, so I can find things to keep busy. Start painting miniatures. That's how I keep busy. Question of the week, or whenever I remember to ask a question, what is something that you'll always pay extra for? I know the mantra is anything that separates you from the ground, shoes, tires, mattresses, etc. I've never heard that, but it makes sense.
I've never heard that either.
But I'm curious what else you lump into this category. Peace out, Fleer.
Like, what am I willing to pay, like, to get quality?
Yeah. Boy. Miniature paints.
There you go.
I learned my lesson on that one, because I was just buying cheap paints. And while you can get away with that as a new guy, the difference between Walmart craft paints that are 98 cents for 2 ounces and like actually miniature design paints for miniatures that are $4 for a half an ounce is very, very noticeable.
Within reason, like, I'll pay a little extra for appliances and shit. Yeah. I mean, I can't pay prices for some of the shit just because it's not
for sure
not feasible for me. Most of my electronics I generally pay extra for.
You don't pay
but I'm less of a pay extra and more of a just do really diligent research.
Really diligent research.
Yeah, really diligent research.
Yeah.
And diligent vocabulary studying. Anyway, painstaking research to figure out what's the best product. And quality. I'm usually pretty happy.
Yeah.
And the times I don't do that or I just like, I'm just going to go with what's the cheapest, I usually fucking regret it.
Yeah.
So... I have a huge fucking issue with what would you call that? It's like too much choice anxiety.
Yeah.
Like there's just so much shit out there, and I'm like, well, I don't want to get that one if that one's got this, and then, and like you never find the thing that has the perfect combination of everything you want. Like everything's got some of what you want and some other shit you don't give a fuck about, but you're like, well, okay, which one do I get? All right, narrow it down to these ones. This one does this thing I like, but not this. Right. That one does that thing I like, but not that. Fuck me, dude.
That makes sense.
It's such a pain in the. It fucking irritates me. We need to go back to just being two company. Acme making everything.
Just Acme holes.
Yes. Fucking Acme makes everything. Ford's the only fucking motor company. Done. Fuck it.
I get it.
I don't know how people fucking manage in this world, dude. It's like, well, you know what? I think that's a big part of the reason the company I work for does well.
Yeah.
Because they just have,
this is our option.
Yeah, this is what we sell. This is what you should buy, and people generally go for it. Because otherwise you're going over the NFM and going, oh, there's 700 TVs around here. Which one do I pick? And then you fucking sit there for 2 hours trying to decide what TV you pick.
Right. I get it.
Yeah. So.
That's why I have other people part out computers for me. Whenever I build a new computer, I just get somebody else to part it out for me. Because otherwise I'll like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It
fucking sucks. It's
too many.
I hate it.
Oh, also paint brushes. I have some $20 paint brushes. Ah, the difference in quality is fucking stunning.
Speaker foam.
Yeah.
I'll spend extra on speaker foam and glue.
I bet that matters.
It does, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't being facetious. I just sound like that all the time. I can't fucking turn the sarcasm out of my voice, but I was genuine. I actually believe that matters.
Good.
I just sound like an asshole.
Yes. This I've gathered.
Yeah. Look, sometimes I'm genuine. I just can't turn it off, man.
Oh, you know what else I'll spend extra on?
What's that?
Fucking beef jerky.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You will spend money on beef jerky.
Fuck, I don't like cheap beef jerky. It sucks. Actually, you know what's funny about that? It's not actually cheaper.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just worse.
Yeah, it's just worse beef jerky that's more fucking available.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Mimsy writes in. On the subject of Ark. Oh, Ark is a video game. Yep. It's kind of like Minecraft, except
talked about it. Dinosaurs. Right.
Yeah. So Ark does have a story, and the end game bosses have always been there. The purpose of the bosses is to get certain things, but it's been there. Ark has stories you can follow, and essentially it's a weird alien planet. Here's a link to the lore if you're interested, and she gives me a link to the Ark lore. I know it's often used for building and all that, but if you're into it, it can become more. Well, like, can you find any of the story in the game, or is it just like you got to go outside? Like, I realize that there is a loose lore as to why you're there, but like, is there, like, can you find fucking data nodes in the game that explain any of this to you, or is it all just outside the game? That's what I'm curious about.
Hmm.
It's a neat game, like, if you're into building.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I just play Fallout 4 and not have to deal with people online?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you can play this game by yourself.
Fucking build all sorts of shit in Fallout 4.
You know what? I should play Fallout 4 now that I have Xbox Game Pass and Fallout 4 is on there.
Connor put a fucking ton of time. Connor, that's like his thing.
Yeah.
Is fucking
building
playing.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just remember going over and he had like some fucking...
Ark would be bad for him.
Place to... Yeah. Put a lot of work into this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen his Nerf collection.
Yeah, his autism brain. Speaking of which, did you ever paint that Nerf gun?
I've primed it. No, okay. Man, I've got too much other things I'm painting right now.
No, you don't.
I'm working on a competition piece right now that's going to take all my painting time up.
Damn it.
Then I'll do it. Also decide how you want me to paint it.
I told you, do it whatever you want.
Yeah, that's not telling me. That's telling me nothing. I want to paint those pink wings back on it then. That's what you're getting.
God damn it. I don't want that.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know. Paint it like a... What, is it a bolter? Is that what it is?
It doesn't look like a bolter.
Some kind of fucking StarCraft or war or 40K weapon.
Speaking of Connor...
How about them apples?
And Nerf guns.
Oh, Dad.
When Nerf war? Hey, Trevor, were you serious about wanting to do a Nerf war sometime?
You fucked up, man.
No, of course not. Now is prime outdoor weather. I got 4 big furniture boxes for cover. I can provide the guns, ammo, and eye protection. It doesn't have to be super serious. Find an excuse to grill out or something, and we can shoot each other with dart guns while waiting for food. Colin.
What?
Connor. Talk to Colin about it. You guys organize it. I'll host, but you guys have to set it all up and then tell me when.
Oh, fuck me.
So, Connor...
Why are you putting this on me?
Because I'm sick of it being on me. I'm never going to do anything with it because I don't care. I'm a procrastinator who doesn't actually want to go outside.
What do you think I am?
Yeah, but, like, he's your brother. Also, I think...
Which means you have to be nicer to him.
Do I?
Yeah.
You want to challenge me on that one? Because I like your brother. I don't really want to be an asshole to him, but if I have to, it's kind of a thing in my brain where I don't care. I can't in the next 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've got plans for the next at least 2 weekends.
Yeah.
That's my problem, buddy, is I've been working fucking 6 days a week. I don't have fucking days off, and when I do, I usually already have plans because I have so few fucking days off.
Yep, and that's, I generally have the same thing. And Sundays I have my routines.
Yeah.
Saturdays I'm out running errands because I work Monday through Friday. Right. You know, 8:30 to 5:30. I don't have time to go do any of that stuff that I need to do.
I'm working 6 days a week. I don't even have fucking time for yard work anymore, man. It sucks.
Being an adult sucks.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Fucking dumb. Ugh, you get bald and fat and don't want to play video games as much anymore.
I got fat.
And then you can't play video games as much anymore.
Yeah.
Because you don't have time.
Yeah.
And then, like, you have things you need to do and you don't have fucking energy to do them.
Oh, you think it's bad now. Wait fucking 6 months, brother.
I know.
You're never going to do anything again.
Well, no, I'll be fine because it's not going to change anything.
Oh, yeah, that's what you think.
I don't go anywhere.
Yeah, you're going to go even less where.
Yeah, that's, you know.
You'd be like, oh, this sucks.
Must have to bring the kid to the podcast. Yeah. And,
oh, my God, no.
What?
Don't bring a child to my house. Why would you do that?
It'll be great.
I don't even let my nieces and nephews come into my house. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but I've met your family, so.
Yeah. Well, you think yours is going to be any better?
Yes.
I think you're in for a rude awakening on how fucked up kids are. Have you met your brothers and sisters? They're not that much different than mine.
Yeah, they're really nice people.
So are mine. They're just assholes.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
They're good people. They're just assholes. Jesus. What do you want from me?
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
You got anything else?
Not really.
Go bit.ly/FrostyEL. Donate now or wait till game day to donate. November 6th and 7th, I think is what I said. Whatever that Friday and Saturday, or whatever that Saturday and Sunday is. 12 hours a day at least of video gaming. If you have any video game recommends for me to play, email them in. Come watch me stream and raise money for Children's Hospital. Facebook.com/loudneighbors, loudneighbors.com. Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
I'll never unsee the giraffe getting a blowjob.
He's holding up a Resident Evil 6 logo. I don't see it at all, but sure.
You don't see the giraffe neck and head and somebody going down on it.
The giraffe standing up.
I mean, that is a stretch.
That is not a stretch. It looks just like it.
I mean, if the giraffe doesn't have a whole hind end.
No, it doesn't have. It's standing up. That's its front legs up there. It's great.
All right.
You're fucking the only person.
This is an audio podcast.
Yep.
Thanks for your visual that makes no sense. Make that the cover of the fucking episode. All right. Goodbye.